I'm Gene Randall in Washington. Malta's prime minister has announced on Twitter that four European Union countries, Germany, France, Portugal, and Luxembourg, will take the 64 migrants who were rescued by a German ship off the coast of Libya 10 days ago and taken to Malta. Those rescued include 10 women, 5 children, and a newborn baby. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un says he is open to a third summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, but says he needs some assurances. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report from London.
The North state-run media reports Kim wants the year's end as a deadline for Washington to offer mutually acceptable terms for an agreement to salvage the high-stakes nuclear diplomacy. Kim made the third summit comments as North Korea's rubber-stamp parliament made a slew of personal changes to bolster Kim's diplomatic lineup amid stalemated negotiations with the U.S. Kim's speech comes hours after Donald Trump and visiting South Korean President Moon Jae-in met in Washington and agreed on the importance of nuclear talks with North Korea. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Sudan's intelligence chief resigned today, one day after the defense minister quit following the military's overthrow of the civilian government. The defense minister, General Awad Mohammed Ahmed Ibn Auf, stepped down Friday as the head of the Transitional Military Council after serving just one day in the position. He made the announcement as demonstrators in the streets of Khartoum called for a faster end to autocratic rule and worsening economic conditions and rejected a military-led regime. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is reaffirming his commitment to buy a Russian missile system in the face of renewed warnings from the United States about sanctions. Analysts warn that time is running out to avert a break in bilateral ties between the two NATO allies. Washington claims the Russian missiles will compromise U.S.-made defense systems used by Turkey. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News in Washington. Syria says an Israeli airstrike on a military site in the central province of Hama has wounded three Syrian soldiers. Damascus says several buildings were destroyed in today's early morning attack. Israel has launched a number of raids against what it says are Iranian targets in Syria and insists it will not tolerate Iran establishing a presence in Syria near Israel's borders. Along with massive protests, Algeria is also facing serious economic problems, which has helped drive the current unrest. While the North African country is rich in oil and gas, it has failed to diversify its economy and unemployment is high. For VOA, here is Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Another Friday, another mass protest in Algeria. Once again, thousands of people took to the streets calling for the country's leadership to go. Although there were reports of clashes and arrests this time, the largely peaceful demonstrations that began in February show Algerians want a complete overhaul of a political system that has been in place since independence. But the protests are also about the economy.
The economy is not in a very good shape, obviously.
Alexandre Kateb is a Paris-based analyst and served as an economic advisor for a recent former Algerian prime minister, Abdelmalek Sellal.
The protest is, as you might say, the last straw on the back of the camel.
Lisa Bryant filed that report for VOA from Paris. Here in Washington, the Trump administration has been handed its latest federal court defeat over immigration. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a temporary stay that blocked a ruling that told the Trump administration it couldn't send the migrants back into Mexico to await their asylum hearings because the policy failed to evaluate the dangers these people face in Mexico. The government appealed, saying Judge Richard Seaborg's ruling was erroneous and it endangers the public during a humanitarian crisis at the border. The original injunction was sought by civil rights groups who are suing to change the policy. The lawsuit and the appeals process could take months. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. government will hold a massive auction later this year to bolster 5G service, the next generation of wireless networks. President Trump showcased the announcement on Friday, declaring that the race to these faster, more powerful networks is a competition America must win. Mr. Trump also announced a $20 billion plan to expand broadband access to rural areas, which are still without it. More news at voanews.com. You can also use the VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.